track 7 and some more news stories. Stover Canal footbridge is restored by volunteers. Volunteers restoring historic Stover Canal have completed a major renovation of a footbridge along the towpath. The timber footbridge, which takes walkers over the Fishwick feeder stream, was subjected to annual flood flows from the River Teen and suffered regular damage. Following the extremely heavy flooding after Storm Bert last November, the decision was taken to completely rebuild the footbridge. With the help of a grant from the Inland Waterways Association, South West Branch, volunteers were able to contract No More Digging, a specialist company from Exeter, to install galvanised ground screws, some of which were 4 metres long, to replace the old wooden supports which are invariably underwater. Volunteers were then able to construct new braces, boarding and handrails to provide a safe means of crossing the stream. Trust chairman and project manager Paul Taper said the old footbridge had been in service for 20 years but was becoming unsafe. The generous grant enabled a complete replacement to be installed. We could have put up a metal replacement, but were conscious of the rural setting and so opted to keep a wooden structure with modern supports. The contractors were on site for 2 days, using a state-of-the-art equipment to provide a stable base for us to uprate the wooden surface, thereby retaining the original look. It is also designed to be more accessible to those with limited mobility. Management Committee Chairman Rob Harris said the term Fishwick Feeder takes its name from Fishwick House, which used to stand alongside the River Teen. There, a sluice and a weir were installed to direct river water across the fields and into the canal. The house has long since disappeared, and the sluice has fallen into disrepair, but the route that the water used to take can still be seen. We anticipate that we have constructed a bridge which is both rustically attractive and sturdy enough to withstand any significant flood flows across the meadows. Work parties are held on the second Wednesday of the month and over the last weekend. The Stover Canal was built by James Templar II of Stover House between 1790 and 1792, to allow the export of clay from the Bovey Basin through the docks at Teignmouth. His son, George, opened the unique granite tramway in 1820 to take granite from the Templar quarries at Haytor to London via the canal and Teignmouth. The Stover Canal Society was founded in 1999 following a public meeting which saw overwhelming enthusiasm for the canal to be restored. Teignbridge Council had incorporated part of the canal towpath into the Temple Way historic trail in the late 1980s and had been considering what further steps to take. The Inland Waterways Association has been calling for action over the state of the canal, and a number of individuals, including the founding chairman, Roger Harding, had been asking about the state and condition of the canal.
Dawlish firm sponsors Women's Football Cup. A Dawlish electrical firm has agreed to be the headline partner for the Devon County Football Association Women's Premier Cup. Red Rock Electrical has taken on the naming rights to the competition, which will now be referred to as the Red Rock Electrical Women's Premier Cup. "We're delighted to have Red Rock Electrical on board as the headline partner," said Devon County FA Chief Executive Chris French. "Their commitment to supporting the women and girls game in the county is fantastic." The competition features 13 teams from across Devon. Last year it was run by Marine Academy in Plymouth. "We are excited to take the next step in our ongoing partnership with Devon County FA," commented Red Rock Electrical Director of Operations Dan Lupton. "We are keen football fans and are always eager to support local football."
Pollution concerns after water quality tests. A volunteer group has raised concerns about pollution in the River Teen after revealing that water quality dropped to worrying levels last winter. Friends of the River Teen Fort reported that the tests it carried out at Sheldon Beach last winter revealed significant dips in water quality. The group has just restarted its winter water quality test program. Sheldon Beach is currently ranked excellent by the Environment Agency. The results showed that water quality dipped below the minimum threshold that bathing waters must achieve before local authorities have to publish warnings about bathing. The results showed that on one occasion in April, water quality was many times worse than the minimum standard. This followed a long period of over 10 weeks of excellent water quality. Heavy rain, especially after long dry spells, can trigger very high levels of bacterial contamination from sewage overflows, agricultural runoff, and even roadside gullies, Fort explained. There were a number of these events that together meant that the overall classification of the bathing water at the beach fell below the minimum sufficient standard set by the government. Volunteers at Fort began testing water quality last October, soon after the group launched. Last winter, we carried out 27 tests. Each test is done in the same way as the Environment Agency, which are only carried out between May and September, explained Fort Chair Stuart Reynolds. This was the first time that testing had been conducted through the autumn and winter. The group plans to continue testing over the next 6 months and will reveal a detailed analysis of the results at its annual meeting on Friday, November the 7th. Fort was set up in October 2024 to give the River Teen a voice. The community group aims to preserve and enhance the 31-mile watercourse and its surrounding coastline by focusing on water quality, biodiversity, and building links with communities who have an interest in the river.
Park Run celebrates 75,000th participant. Tynmouth Promenade Park Run celebrated its 75,000th participant last Saturday. That was October the 11th. Claire Hannaford, who runs Slimming World Groups in Dawlish, was named as the Promenade's 75,000th park runner. She is a regular at the event and often runs alongside some of her members. "It's a great start to the weekend," Claire said. "I love being active. I encourage others to be active, and the community support at Parkrun is ideal to get those uplifting Saturday vibes." Tynmouth Promenade Parkrun recently celebrated its 7th birthday. The free event takes place thanks to the efforts of volunteers. Parkrun is open to anyone and takes place at 9 a.m. every Saturday. Participants are welcome to walk or run the 5 kilometre course.
New Play Cafe for Dawlish. Parents with young children can now enjoy a cuppa while their offspring play at a new cafe in Dawlish. The Little Bean Play Cafe opened its doors earlier this month on the Strand. It offers babies and preschoolers a safe, welcoming home-from-home setting where parents and carers can enjoy coffee and a cake while their little ones explore, learn and play. Owner Ellie Squirrel has a background in childcare and teaching children with special educational needs and disabilities, but was keen to start her own business. "The Dawlish community is so supportive," she commented. "I was looking for a community setting where everyone is welcome and supported by one another, and this was just the place."